Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
In the face of continuing attacks by Houthi militants on commercial vessels in the Red Sea, the Security Council must act, said U.S. Representative for UN Management and Reform Chris Liu.
These attacks pose grave implications for maritime security, international shipping, and commerce, and they undermine the fragile humanitarian situation in Yemen, damaging the ability of the international community to deliver assistance to more than 21 million people in need.
Ambassador Liu noted that Houthi militants have carried out over 20 attacks since November 19th.
Even as we continue to demand that the Houthis stop these attacks, which are clear violations of international law, we must not overlook the root of the problem. Iran has long enabled these attacks by the Houthis.
Beyond Iran's longstanding provision of financing to aid such Houthi operations, since 2015, it has transferred advanced weapon systems to the Houthis, said Ambassador Liu, including unmanned aerial systems, land attack cruise missiles, and ballistic missiles used in attacks against maritime vehicles. We also know that Iran has been deeply involved in planning operations against commercial vessels in the Red Sea.
The United States does not seek confrontation with Iran. Iran has a choice here. It can continue its current course, or it can withhold its support, without which the Houthis would struggle to effectively track and strike commercial vessels navigating shipping lanes through the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden.
The provision of arms and related materiel of all types to the Houthis is a violation of this Council's Resolution 2216, emphasized Ambassador Liu. All member states should adhere to their obligations under this resolution.
The threat to navigational rights and freedoms in the Red Sea is a global challenge and necessitates a global response.
Let us remember our responsibilities as members of the Security Council, declared Ambassador Liu, to address these challenges.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.